the 10% maintenance plan post Ramadan. All of us maintain our cars once a year. For those people, our taxi drivers, bichare, they have to do it twice a year with their MOTs. And other people, we all have some maintenance to do, whether within the home or our own health or things that are around us. We have to maintain things. Otherwise, they naturally deteriorate. They do not work with their full efficiency. So this is something that we need to just take upon ourselves outside month of Ramadan, which is very simple, the 10% maintenance plan post-Ramadan. What did we do in the month of Ramadan? We fasted for how many days, alhamdulillah? 30 days. And we did qiyam for these 29 nights, and inshallah tonight as well, we will continue in our own individual capacities. We recited the Qur'an abundantly, we gave charity as much as we could, we improved our akhlaq, we reached perhaps the highest level of our iman and our ibadah in this particular month, outside all of the remaining months. But so why is it that outside the month of Ramadan, we take that 100% or perhaps that 90 or 80% that you are giving, and then we go back down all the way to zero? At least, Yaro, come on, bhaiyo, come on, brothers and sisters, we can at least do 10%. If you can give Allah 50%, if you can give Allah 80% in the month of Ramadan, which you have been giving, you know, you left work, you came home and you did your taraweeh. You left everything, even your children and your family, your community, and you engaged yourself in so much ibadah. If you did 70, 80%, why can we not do at least 10% outside the month of Ramadan? So we fasted for 30 days, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teaches us that if you fast just for 3 days every month, if you just fast for 3 days every month in a year, that's 36 days only, then you will receive the reward of fasting the entire year. This is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every fast that you take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes your face away from the fire of Jahannam by 70 years. 70 times 36 or 365, you've got 25,550 years away from the fire of Jahannam just by fasting these 3 days. And three, for those who are good with their maths, the 3 days are just 10% of the 30 days of Ramadan that you were fasting. So if you did 30, Yaro, you can do 3 outside the month of Ramadan, which is just 10%. And if you are going to fast, inshallah, fast on the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of each Islamic lunar month. This is where the greater reward is. Alternatively, you can fast any day, or you can choose the Monday and the Thursday. But do fast those 3 days, which is just 10% of what you were giving Allah Azza wa Jalla in the month of Ramadan. You can do that outside. We did 20 raka'at of Salatul Taraweeh each and every night. And 10% of 20 raka'at is just 2. So each day, my dear brothers and sisters, take time out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in addition to your fara'id and Salatul Duha in the morning, or perhaps Qiyamul Layl or Tahajjud. Just get up and pray those 2 raka'at, and this will be better for you than everything else. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala mentions that the best salah after the fard salah is the qiyam that you do in the middle of the night. Or the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala mentions that if you read 2 raka'at of Duha, which is in the morning after the sun has risen, then that will be as though you are giving charity for the 360 joints in your body in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, 2 raka'at is nothing. 3 fasts in the month of, outside the month of Ramadan is nothing. In the month of Ramadan, we were at least, for those people who alhamdulillah did the takmeel of the Quran, khatm al-Quran, they were reciting at least 20 pages a day. If there's 600 pages in the Quran, depending on how many lines there is, 20 pages a day roughly you were doing. 10% of 20 pages is just 2 pages a day. And remember, every single letter is 10 hasanat from Allah Azza wa Jal. Alif, Lam, Mim is not just one word. Alif is one, Lam is one, Mim is one. You're getting 30 hasanat just for reciting this. So why can we not do 2 pages a day? If that just basically comes down to 5 lines per salah. If you do 5 lines with each salah, you'll have 2 pages a day. That's just barely 10% of what you were giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. How much charity did we give? Alhamdulillah, you donated so generously in the month of Ramadan at so many occasions, nationally and internationally as well. Some of us gave us 100, some of us gave us 1,000. We can very easily, very comfortably maintain 10% of charity outside the month of Ramadan. So don't just wait for Ramadan to come and do all of these things. You can physically carry and spiritually carry the entire blessings of Ramadan with you for the entire year just by maintaining this 10% post-Ramadan plan. Will you do it? Inshallah.